Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Right now, we bring on Baylor head coach and national champion, Scott Drew. Good morning, sir.
Well, thanks for having me. It's a great morning in Waco. Beautiful day. Everybody's smiling. The state of Texas should be smiling. We got a national championship, first time since 1966. So it's been a minute, isn't it?
Absolutely. And as somebody who went to Texas A&M, I'm glad that you could pick up the slack for us, as we have not consistently been in national championship mode. So thank you very much for that.
Hey, well, this is really something, though, for the state, and I mean it in all sincerity. You look at it, we have so many great high school players, high school programs, junior colleges, and in the last 20 years, it's been phenomenal just to see the state committed to developing our high school athletes. So I see a lot more championships coming in the state of Texas, and it's great that everyone's getting recognized for just what the state's done as far as talent.
Now, everybody made, obviously, and for good reason, a big deal about your introductory press conference when y'all won the national championship. I'm curious if you could take us back to 2003. Did you truly believe what you said at the time? And when did the moment come when you realized, hey, we really could make a run at being one of those elite schools in college basketball?
Well, I know I prayed about it. I felt led to come here, and definitely in the Big 12. You know, if you can win the Big 12 conference, you can win a national championship. And 5 years into it, we go to the first NCAA tournament. And then 2010, you're knocking on the door. You lose to the champion in the Elite Eight. 2012, you're knocking on the door. You lose to the champion in Kentucky. And then you get to Sweet 16 five times. So, I mean, sometimes, as you know, when you're close and don't get in, you appreciate it that much more, and you know just what a blessing it is. But, I mean, we've really been blessed with great players. I mean, guys that come in, work extremely hard, high character, put the team over themselves. They appreciate the past players that have been here. And what I love as a coach is when they get interviewed and people talk about them, because they know they're great basketball players, but after they spend time talking with them, they're like, man, I can't believe what great people they are. And if you're going to be 4 weeks with people in the bubble, you better be with people you love.
Right.
We got some great guys.
Baylor's national championship coach Scott Drew here. Scott, you've been in the tournament now quite a few times, and you make it to the Final Four, and your team played its best basketball in its two biggest games there, against Houston and against Gonzaga. Can you tell us the confidence going into the games? Because I'm just assuming with a whole bunch of different teams that you've had in the tournament, I don't know, maybe do you get a sense of when your kids are maybe a little bit nervous going into a game versus, you know, confident going into a tournament game?
Well, I think both are true. I think we were nervous before every game because we got those type of guys that don't overlook anyone, because most of our guys have been overlooked. I mean, a lot of transfers from places where people are like, they're not top 50, McDonald's All-American, so they know what it's like to be overlooked. They got a chip on their shoulders, so you got to have that nerves before a game to play well. And then the second thing is they're confident with the amount of time they put in. I mean, our gym lights, that bill is high because those lights are on all the time. I mean, Davion, Maceo, Jared, Everyday John. I mean, I go on and on. Those guys don't leave the gym. And because they put in that time, they get better, and then they are confident. And with us, prior to the pause, what was the closest game, like 8 points?
Yeah.
And then after the pause, we play 6 in 14 days. You don't practice in 3 weeks. So understandably, you're not at your A game. And then we lose in the conference tournament. We're able to practice. And then once we practice, then we get back to form. And when you get back to form, now the tournament, our average margin was what, about 15 points. Closest game was 9 points. So, I mean, you look at it all year long when we were healthy in practice, and we were really, really good.
Now, you just mentioned one of the players. Are you excited that the NBA has finally caught Davion Mitchell fever?
Yeah, we had that fever a while ago, and we knew just how good a player he was. And, again, I think that's iron sharpens iron. Every day in practice, because our guys compete so hard and play so hard, people get better. And then they love being in the gym working out with each other, and that gets them better.
When it comes to Waco, and, you know, we've all grown up here, Mike, myself, and Kevin have all grown up here, and we know the lay of the land here in Texas. It's got to be a little different recruiting in Waco than it does, let's say, in Austin. And I'm kind of curious your approach to getting guys, because you talk about guys that have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, and then getting a championship, does that kind of change what you're able to put on the table for guys to say, hey, look, we just won the championship. This is why you want to be with this program.
Well, I think first and foremost, you go to a school and a program where you can, if guys are serious about their craft, it's not about what the city, how many buildings, lights, malls, shopping centers. It's about where can I go and get better and reach my goal and dreams of winning a college championship and getting to the NBA. And with us, you look at 2008, us in Kansas in the Power Five have won 18 or more games a year. I mean, that's remarkable. There's so many great programs and great players at places, but only us two have done that. And then if you look in the last 3 out of 5 years, we're one of 4 schools that have been ranked number 1. So, I mean, we've been consistently good, and that's because we got players that fit our culture, and that is they want to come in, they want to work hard. If you're interested in having too much of a social life in college, and college is a great time, but you can't be great in everything. And if you're going to be great in basketball, you got to sacrifice other areas. So with us, it's guys that, I mean, they're addicted to basketball. And if they're not in the gym, then they're upset. So that's why we've gotten better.
Is that to tell us that when you were in college, you did better on focus than you did on party?
I didn't make the NBA, obviously. So.
Good point.
But at the end of the day, and that's what, I mean, God gives us all different talents and abilities and gives us all blessings and different callings. And just if you're going to be in an elite group in the NBA, I mean, that is so hard to get into. You really do have to sacrifice a lot because most people aren't 6'11 with a 7'7 wingspan and a 42-inch vertical.
Now, you mentioned the dreams of winning a conference title, winning a national championship versus also wanting to get to the NBA. Have you noticed a shift over the years in more kids that are like, not that they don't care if the team wins, but that is not always their primary focus as opposed to what can I do to make the NBA?
Well, and see, that's the thing that's so amazing. And if you're an NBA owner, NBA front office guy, what's your job? Your job's to win. If your job's to win, you want guys that win. And if they can't win in college, how are they going to win in the pros? So sometimes people get so wrapped up in stats and numbers. At the end of the day, the teams that win, they got guys that understand the team concept. They understand roles. They understand sacrifice. And in the NBA, most teams, you have 1 or 2 max deal guys, and the rest are great role players. And so your 13 people on that roster, if they don't understand the value and importance of being a role player, they're never going to make it. Because in the NBA, not everybody's shooting every time. And you got to have guys that are great on the bench. I mean, you got 5 guys that are sitting every night. You got to have guys that are playing limited minutes that are great with their role and come in and give you a lift. Now, obviously, they work for more, but they're not disruptive in what they get, and they're not an energy vampire. So they're an energy giver, and that's where, I mean, right in the beginning of the year, one of the best things people talked about was our energy on our bench. I mean, you look at everyday John, that guy's amazing on the floor, but he's just as amazing on the bench. And if you don't have a bench that is exciting and motivated and into it, you can't feed off of that. And again, I've had NBA GM guys say that, you know, this guy would have played 4 or 5 more years in the NBA if he'd have just been a better towel waver on the bench, because there's guys that are going to be on the bench in the league, and you've got to be a great teammate on the bench. So to me, I know what we look for, and that is we look for guys that are going to fit our culture and our culture is about winning. So at the end of the day, that takes priority over talent.
Scott, over the last few years, the state of Texas now, I mean, Texas Tech was one shot away from being the national champion in 2019. You guys win the national championship. Houston's in the Final Four. There's always been tremendous talent in the state of Texas. I was lucky enough to play at Duncanville for Coach Phil McNeely, who you know well. I'm wondering, when it comes to now, Texas basketball is finally having the winning, the success, making Final Fours, winning a national championship now. What has changed from 2003, 2004-ish, when you're at Baylor to start off, to now that the state of Texas is now producing winning teams that are going deep into tournaments?
Well, I think we've always had great coaches in the state, and now I think in recent history especially, the schools have done in the last 20 years a great job committing to the basketball resources, facilities, and keeping staffs and coaches. And when you do that, you get consistency. And now more and more Texas high school players are choosing to stay in the state. And because of that, you're going to see more and more success. I mean, like you mentioned, Coach Beard, they were one shot away, and that's why I see in the next 20 years a lot more championships in the state of Texas, because way too many good coaches in the state now, and programs and schools. And as long as coaches are only as good as their players, as long as we have players that can compete on the national level and keep the best at home, they're going to be successful. And at the end of the day, someone's going to want to play in front of family and friends more than they are in front of strangers. So our job is to build programs that they want to play for and have the best of both worlds.
NCAA championship coach Scott Drew joining us right now on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. And always curious about this, because you've mentioned sacrifice multiple times with your players and with, you know, just getting to where you want to be. At some point, though, you win a championship. You sacrificed it to get there. How do you celebrate afterwards? Do you say, you know what, I'm letting it all go tonight? Do you say, I will have a piece of cake after dinner? How exactly do you handle the celebration afterwards?
Well, after we won it, I think modern-day technology is such a blessing, but also for us that like to answer our text messages and feel like you got to get back to people, that'll keep you up all night now. So,
yep.
And I think most of us all stayed up answering text messages and talking to loved ones. And then after that, the great thing is the next day there's other people that reach out to you. And that's really a blessing, because you get to hear from people you haven't heard from in a while. You can see everyone so excited and so happy. And I mean, this is something in 20 years our players will look back. They'll remember the bubble experience. They'll remember the championship. And they're the first Baylor team to ever win a championship. So when their kids come back, they point up to that banner. You know, we were the first. So there's something about being the first. It's truly special.
With that in mind, the first Baylor team to win a championship right now, how is the popularity hierarchy in Waco between you and then Chip and Joanna Gaines? How does that shuffle out?
That's a good question.
Hey, Chip and Joe are at a whole nother level. They've taken this city to places that no one dreamed it would go. But what I love is Chip and Joe, unbelievable Baylor basketball fans. I mean, Joe grew up going to Wichita State games, so she knows her basketball. She loves basketball. Chip's more horse after the games than I am. So they're loving life right now. Chip sent me a couple funny messages. He's still celebrating the championship.
Well, I'm sure you can go into any Quiznos in Waco and get a high five from anybody you see. Congratulations, Coach. Nice work, man.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Thanks for all you do for Texas sports.
Absolutely. Scott Drew, Baylor head coach, and forever will be down now as a national champion.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.